Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hello to you listening on the radio. Hello listening to you on the free Odyssey app. Hello to you watching on YouTube. We love you. The Top 5 at 5. Is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'll let you guys handle this segment.
Yep. Just setting the scene. Setting the scene for the return.
I was not expecting this.
On Sunday. Come on, Kevin O'Connell. Be a man. Start Carson. Let's have a little bit of fun. All right. So, obviously, I have for you the 5x5 favorite Carson plays during his run here as Eagles quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Starting at number five. Let's take it back to the beginning. Oh, my goodness. Those first 3 weeks. I got two highlights for you. I'm very sorry. It was hard to narrow this down to just...
Wait, two highlights in number five?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Who could forget the first...
It's not the top six at five.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. The first touchdown pass to Jordan Matthews.
Wentz takes the snap. He steps up, firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown! Matthews! Jordan Matthews! A 19-yard strike! The first NFL touchdown pass by Carson Wentz. What a start.
Oh, what a start it was. They blew out RG3 and Hugh
Uncle
Jackson.
Uncle Mo didn't sound happy.
I know. It's very hopeful in the beginning. Very hopeful with the new fresh quarterback. But the real one took over. Ike mentioned it earlier when Carson versus the Steelers. And this play to Darren Sproles.
Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He gets out of harm's way. He's pumping. He is floating it. And it is complete to Huff. At the 50, the 45, he's on his feet at the 30, the 20, cuts back at the 10, the 5, he is in, Darren Sproles! Darren Sproles!
Special. Man, special.
That's a nice one.
The link was on fire.
Fire, I was in there that day. That
oh, me
was
too.
Nice.
That was back when I had my only Eagles jersey, that was a Dante Stallworth jersey.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
Dude, yeah. I had a bad run with jerseys. I had a knockoff Nnamdi that was closer to Kelly Green than Midnight Green. It was horrible.
The wrong green, the wrong letters.
Yeah. I had a bad run.
I was going to say, where'd you go to? I'm not going to even name any stores. Yeah.
No, you ordered online from China.
Oh, the Nnamdi one? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, that was overseas.
Yeah.
That Stallworth jersey.
Like I've said many times, I was in a dark place post-TO. I was so hype about Dante Stallworth. People forget, 06 Dante Stallworth is a problem. Not enough talked about how good he was.
And I think, you know, you having a Jordan Matthews highlight there, especially with the debut of Go Birds Evenings with Elliot today.
Huge Jordan Matthews fan.
The biggest.
It's actually the first time, one of the many first times he annoyed me was about the Jordan Matthews as like elite receiver thing.
Yeah, well, that's where I saw him make somebody else cry.
I know.
In a debate about Jordan Matthews.
I thought it was about Carson.
No, it was about...
The crying one was about Jordan Matthews.
Okay.
Yeah. There was another debate about Carson being a Super Bowl winning quarterback that was very good.
That is a legendary debate.
That one was legendary, but he made the guy cry about Jordan Matthews, and that's when I knew. And Elliot like this the whole time. No shaking, no moving, didn't raise his voice.
Hold on, what side was Elliot on?
Well,
Carson is not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
I think that's what he said. I think he was on that side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a Super Bowl winning
quarterback. No, he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yes.
He's important for the Super Bowl.
Yes. Nick Foles is the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He doesn't even know where the ring is.
Yes.
By the way, it's pretty.
It might be true.
It's pretty sad. We're only 2 years away from the reunion.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Oh wow!
And yeah. I hope he comes back. Anyway, my fourth favorite Carson play is the start of the 2017 season. 16 season, a lot of hope.
Oh man,
they tied. They almost beat the Ravens. They went for two big balls, Doug, and it was like that was our last hope, really. But then in 17, remember that, Ike?
Yes.
When we're like, yeah, it's crazy.
This is so stupid.
It's the dumbest.
Okay.
But 17, after the best training camp we've ever seen from a quarterback ever, Carson went out there and put on a show, and it started early to Aguilar.
Wentz takes the snap again. He looks. He steps up. Still looking. He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Caught! Aguilar! 3 of 10! Touchdown, Eagles!
This is Carson Wentz pulling something out of the hat.
Yeah, another great play.
Really was. Man. Really was.
Wow.
It was the start of something special, Spike, as you could tell.
How do you break Jack out of, here's five things I noticed over the last 24 hours? It's have Carson Wentz there.
Is, yeah.
You want to bring that back?
Look at him. This is going to go to 6:30. Push Go Birds evenings back to 6:30.
We got time. My third favorite Carson play, also from 2017. And this is the moment where you're like, holy, what are we watching here?
Oh, my God.
They go to Seattle. Okay.
Oh,
and
I know this play.
You go rewatch it. Here's Carson.
Only a three-man rush this time. The pressure put on Wentz. They almost get it from behind. Slings it deep that field, and it's caught by Aguilar.
You hear that noise Collinsworth made?
And Aguilar into.
He was impressed by it.
So Wentz,
he was impressed.
Three-man rush under pressure from Quentin Jefferson. But a 51-yard gain.
This is unbelievable. Watch this throw falling down, getting tackled, and gets it about 45 yards down the field.
Man. We done ran out of music.
Oh, now we have
on the next
Sarah
song.
McLachlan. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is bad.
You're using the PETA song? Or no, this is not PETA.
It's not PETA. This is a Titanic.
Yeah. No, you have not Sarah McLachlan on.
Oh, yeah, no, this is the PETA song. You're right.
It's not PETA, but it's
it's the one with the puppy dogs.
Yes.
Yeah,
the one
like buy our dogs.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway.
It's not buy our dogs.
All right, so number two. I actually almost forgot this play, and I'm scratching what number two originally was, because how could I forget when it looked like he was getting bottled up in the pocket, and then Carson made a play like he always does.
Here comes the rush. Wentz, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's got a first down out at the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. They had him. He disappeared.
Monday night.
Is that what that was?
That was Monday night. Actually, it was an even better throw in that game, the throw to Corey.
Yeah, the Corey Clement throw was also special. One looked like he was bottled up, the deep throw to Mac Hollins.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He went off against Washington.
He was on a heater all year long.
He was. You know what's so sad, Ike?
What?
Is that freaking, and it's number one, because it's when he turned into Kobe. And he threw a touchdown, a torn ACL.
Wentz back again.
Yeah.
He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
And with that, Carson Wentz becomes the all-time record holder of touchdown passes as an Eagle in one season. That is 33. He breaks Sonny Jurgensen's record.
In 13 games, by the way. So, what was a shame.
True, in 13 games.
What is the next sad female vocal that's going to come after Sarah McLachlan? Do you have...
Nah,
is it going to be Jewel?
Song. It's the same song over and over again.
Okay.
But, like, the Rams game was the best game he was playing, too, that year. And then he got hurt. And then it felt like it was over. And I welled up that night. I'm okay.
Man.
Yeah. It's okay to say that. Yeah.
No, it was magical, man. Magical season, man.
Yeah.
It was, man.
That's what I'm talking about. 19. I had the throw to Sanders.
Woo!
He threw basically a slider to him.
Man, yeah, what was that?
A little cut action to it. And then the touchdown award to clinch it.
Yeah, to clinch it.
Come on, man.
Man, that was nice.
4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks, 2019.
4,000 yards, Spike.
Could you imagine?
No one's ever done that for the Eagles.
Well, look, I certainly know somebody else is not going to do it.
he's not on the team right now.
What's that? Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. One thing I was thinking of with the whole, with that season, and we'll never know, who knows, if Carson doesn't get hurt, whether they win the Super Bowl or not. But one, I think, interesting part of it is what drove them to the Super Bowl under the context that they won it is that they were underdogs. We had the hungry dogs run faster. We had the masks. We had all that stuff. The doubt. Nobody thought they could win. Mm-hmm. And if they did win with Carson, that wouldn't be the story.
No, they wouldn't have been underdogs. Yeah, they would have been favored.
Yeah, they would have been, the story would have been this team that was the best team in the NFC all year. They go in as favorites. Yeah. They have to go in there as the big dogs, not the underdogs. So it doesn't just change because Nick Foles is there. The entire story changes.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
Yeah, and you look, the future of the Eagles probably changed if Carson ends up winning the Super Bowl that year. You know,
Well, we certainly may not have Jalen here.
I mean, it's hard to imagine a situation.
You don't
take
Jaylen's a quarterback
here
in the second round when you win the Super Bowl, too.
No.
Or do you?
Well, I don't know. We'll see in April.
I walked into that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was getting ready to say, you don't take a quarterback after you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. Call me in April, buddy. I was saying they should take them. Look, they almost took Shedeur Sanders. Yeah. It wasn't in the second round, but
I think that's the point. Like, if you take one high enough, it's going to cause.
Yes. Well, if they took Shedeur Sanders, it would have caused ruckus around.
No doubt it would have.
Oh my! Could you imagine right now if Shedeur Sanders is the backup and they're asking why he wasn't starting and he's doing the mime thing in the locker room? You know,
that would be great.
Oh my God! Goodness gracious!
Yeah. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah. 215. We certainly wouldn't have done Carson Wednesday today.
No,
I can tell you that.
We're not doing Carson Wednesday.
Yep. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What's good, fellas? How we doing?
What up, CJ? Another proud member
of the LTBB.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hey, Jack. Now, this wasn't so much Carson, but it was a touchdown. We played Arizona when freaking Aguilar does the drop into the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
The guy,
a bomb. Bombed to him. A flick of the wrist.
Look, didn't he have one of Torrey in that game, too?
Yeah, also Torrey deep. We're going to see a deep ball work.
Yep.
Look, it's a thing where I feel I'm annoyed. Not because he left. I'm annoyed because I'm one of those fans that I just didn't understand. First off, you got to look at who he came from. I came from a quarterback looking like a 3-year-old with gigantic sleeves on and a helmet.
Oh, man, my goodness, Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, like, God, I'm here looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I came from the dump.
Like
even before that, exactly. He was freaking just horrible.
Right.
And then when I loved Donovan, half the city didn't love him when we got drafted. So, to a degree, it was the same when Carson was drafted. It was like this new hope where almost the majority of the people was rocking with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying everybody didn't know who he was. I didn't know who he was 100%. But when I got to looking at the tapes, I was like, man, you see that arm? If it could work, oh, my God, to just have one QB and everybody roll with him and he's just special.
Yeah.
And then we got to rolling that Super Bowl season. Oh, my God. And then to see us go, everybody was waiting for what? The Rams game. Because everybody wanted to see who was the team in the NFC.
Yep.
And he was cooking. And right when he got hit, I said, man, he don't look right. And then the Cavs, okay, he cool. He came back in, he threw the touchdown. Then I saw him with the towel over his head. Oh, I was sick. And the only thing that made me sicker was when he went down the drain later on. So when we're talking about, like, hey, and I hate to even compare the two, when we're talking about Jalen having tools around him, and this dude went out there and threw for 4,000+ yards with how do you say it, plumbers
and man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I can't compare the two. Now, hey, for what we were talking about yesterday, you said something earlier today that kind of went to my side. You said if Donovan had them type of weapons, you would have what?
Three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I can't separate the two, because it's just like, man, if you're that guy, and I understand whatever hurts, I understand what his restrictions are,
his limitations are.
Yeah, yep. I understand. Yep. But I'll just say this: if you mix him and Carson together with that mentality and that talent, oh my God, we'd be rocking to the end of time.
Yeah.
And y'all cut me off yesterday. I did have a bald-headed person that
what do you got?
For the 4:05. Hey, Amber Rose.
Yeah.
How about that? The Philadelphia's own Amber Rose.
Yep.
Yeah.
She got tattoos on her forehead now.
Oh, yeah. Still pretty.
Very pretty.
Yeah, still pretty.
Tattoos on forehead as well.
Yeah.
Especially I mean, but how about this one? You ain't got to see the rest of it. I got it.
From the neck down is all you need to see.
I got it. All right, CJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I said bald people yesterday, it was really two people I was thinking of. She was one, and
Jada Pinkett was the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shanae.
Sinead
O'Connor.
Beautiful. Also, Sinead was. We had Demi Moore when she was in
G.I. Jane,
which actually caused the fight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones was a legend at that time. Now, yes. Did she date Mark Gastineau? Wasn't she dating a Jets football player?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, I know Brigitte Nielsen did.
Oh, she did.
She dated Mark Gastineau, but I don't know. Grace Jones may have.
Why am I confusing Brigitte Nielsen with Grace Jones?
They look nothing alike.
No. Same time.
Yeah, same time.
Maybe
I'm
just thinking of Brigitte Nielsen. Yeah. 215. Oh, boy. I got to do this?
Yep.
All right.
Well, yeah, this is somebody else I can yell at today. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Go right on ahead.
All right. This is all you. OG yep. Wade, you're on WIP.
Come on with it, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
Hey, listen, man. Y'all keep letting this crab from Texas on here. You know what I mean?
Makes a lot of sense.
CJ's a good dude.
Good guy.
CJ's a good dude.
Foxhole guy.
He ain't a good dude. He's a fronting, you know what I'm saying? If Jalen had Carson's what, punk? Jalen got a Super Bowl. What are you talking
don't
about?
Don't care.
Hold on. So does Wentz. Wentz has a Super Bowl ring, too.
Wentz got a bandwagon joint.
Well, so does Jalen.
No, Jalen don't. And it's like, I think at certain sometimes when I come on, I think you need to mute your mic.
Wow. It's not usually this how it goes well. That's where we start turning.
I'm letting Mike handle this one.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
My feelings
we're
are
all
hurt.
Friends.
Yeah.
Not you, Jack. We not friends. So.
Whoa.
But listen, man. You guys is like this.
That was a quarterback. Thing,
it was a great guy.
Yeah. Tell me how he didn't beat anybody over 500. Tell me that.
Right. Man, Ike went at this blow. Man, Ike damn near went the blues, boy. I'm telling you, Ike just hung up on me and then screamed on me. Like, well, damn, Ike. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You screamed. Hold on. You can't ever say anything about anybody screaming at anybody. You screamed at me first.
Yeah, you said not say nothing loud because you wouldn't say it if I was in your face. That's what you said.
Well, no, you're talking about that day.
Calm down.
No. Yeah, you didn't. No. Let's not relive this.
Yeah.
We weren't as close. Hold on. We weren't as close then as we are now. We weren't as close as we are now back then. And you did a lot of tough talking back then.
I remember that you being like, you are not talking to me like that. Yeah, I remember that day.
Yeah, stop that, OG.
Yeah.
This is a positive day. We're remembering one of the best quarterbacks ever put on a uniform.
I don't think it's much remembering you got to do. Because it was kind of short-lived, should I say.
Yeah, it was short-lived.
Yeah.
It was short-lived.
Yeah. So now, I think what we need to do here, okay, is figure out what we're going to do Sunday. Because you talking about an ass-whooping Sunday, and you know when Jalen gets in these moments, and Winston and all that stuff, and everybody criticizes, y'all know what's coming, right?
He's going to have a big game this week. He's due for a big game.
Wasn't he due on Thursday? Was he due on Thursday?
Hey, Spike, watch your mouth. Did I tell you to mute your mic? Yeah.
It's his show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. My show.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Watch for Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Now, everybody going to be back on the bandwagon. Yeah. All y'all,
Not
and
me.
You know what? One more thing before I go.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Whenever Jalen has a good game and has numbers and all that, you know what they say? Oh, he should have it. He's got the best offensive line, the best running back, and top 2-10 receivers. Jalen can never, ever get no credit in this city.
That's
so basically,
true.
When he don't play well, oh, you know what? He needs to play. Okay, whatever.
None of this
so
is true.
We're over that part.
None of this is true. So he gets credit. He gets credit.
Yep.
He gets credit. No, he don't. Yes, no, he don't. Yes, and you make sure he don't get the damn
no,
credit.
I give him credit when he plays well, and I say he plays bad when
no,
he plays
don't.
Bad.
Yes, and just remember, OG, just remember, OG, we're on the same side now.
Yes. Most of the time.
Well, I know, and that's a good thing, you know. That's a good thing. We just got to get some people, you know, certain people on the show.
All right, well, offense right, would move better with Tanner there. McKee. All right, I'll see you later, OG.
Yeah, we're on the same side. I'm not in as deep as OG is.
No, he's in pretty deep. He's in pretty deep. 215-592-9494. An interesting move from the New York Mets that I think everyone around here should be aware of. We'll talk about that next. And we will finish up our Carson Wentz Day. What a day
appreciation
it's been. Appreciation Day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What if we called it ESPM? Oh, you said that, right?
I did not
ESPM.
Say that.
ESPM?
ESPM at 6 o'clock. We have the first Go Birds evenings tonight, 6 to 8 with Elliot. His first guest is Jimmy Kemsky. They'll be on 6 to 8 every Wednesday night. ESPM.
ESPM.
Right, and you're right.
I got the word.
You like it?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I am.
It's better than Go Birds Evenings. Stupid name. Great show, I'm sure. Stupid name.
I can't wait to hear Elliot lead a show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if that's not appointment radio, I don't know what is.
Oh, I'm running to my car. I want to hear the first 2 minutes.
Stammering in and out of breaks.
Oh, yeah. He
mocking us about how easy this is. And then he gets in there. He's like, You know, come on, man.
He is doing Go Birds Daily.
The man cook on his first date.
No,
I'm just kidding. Honestly, like, I'm just trying to get in his head.
bad. Yep.
That's how I know it. I know it.
Well, he does Gilbert's Daily by himself every day. Sometimes it's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just him.
He's a talker now.
Yeah. Oh, he can talk.
Yeah.
Loves talking Eagles football.
He sure does. Yep. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, wait, there's a new one that Jack put up. Hold on, let me get it. Be honest, did you well up when Carson tore his ACL in 2017? 56% saying yes, they did well up with tears. They did.
We thought the Super Bowl got robbed from us.
Yeah. So, you know, we were the first ones in the country to point out the Mets home road splits and the potential of them cheating. And one thing I did mention is their director of hitting development, Jeff Albert, was with the Houston Astros about the same time that the Houston Astros got caught cheating. That is one of the things that I wanted people to look into. I was, of course, never accusing them of cheating. I was just saying, look at this guy here. Look at their home road splits. So the Mets actually fired their hitting coach, and they replaced him with a new hitting coach, who is Jeff Albert. So the guy who was their director of hitting development, who was with the Astros, who was part of, you know, their cheating scandal, now will be in the dugout for every Mets game.
Interesting.
I wonder how he got that job, you know? So another thing for us to watch out for. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Love to cheat. Yes. To win a championship. Hey, are you kidding me?
I just want the title.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it
takes. You can take the trophy after the year. I want the memories.
Well, hell, they didn't even take Houston's trophy back.
It's just a hunk of metal.
Oh,
metal.
Right, the hunk of metal.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Manfred had a real tough run there.
Yes. But he's cooking
last
now.
Last couple years. Now, wait till he screws up and they have a lockout for an entire 2027 season.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Can't just
legacy.
Put that on him, though. Maybe
I understand.
Okay.
Maybe the players.
Yeah, maybe your boy Bryce shouldn't be gripping him up.
No, you side with billionaires.
No. I'm a union guy.
Bunch of bootlickers.
No. I'm a union guy. You're the rat.
Now I'm a rat.
You're a rat.
Wow.
You know, play baseball.
I'm going to go outside your house in Westchester and put the big inflatable rat outside of your house.
Yep.
Not in Westchester. I'm in Delco now.
Okay. Well, you're across the street from Westchester.
Literally on the border.
Yeah. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? Happy Wednesday to y'all.
What's Hell up, yeah.
Justin? Another proud member of the LTBB.
Yes.
Okay. You dead gum right, buddy. We're dug in like Alabama tick on this one, Spike. Ain't in hell. I'm telling you right. Has the VP called in? Because
she did.
She got the bat signal.
Okay. I've been in and out all evening, but I've heard some good stories. Man, daggone Yoshi doing that. I think you need to replace the Bronco Bucking with Yoshi's now, man. That was a good one right there. I was a cackling at that. But, man, yes, I welled up the day after when we found out that he tore his ACL. Because it's like Jack and Ike said, it was like we were robbed of our first Super Bowl. We just knew we were going to win the Super Bowl that year, and it was over. Like, we were screwed. The franchise quarterback's down. And lo and behold, you know, Nicky Six did his thing and done it. But, man, what a year that was. And the thing about it was his second year. So he didn't have a sophomore slump, kind of like what we're seeing with Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud's had some of these other quarterbacks. That was his second year, guys, and he just blew the top off. Should have been MVP.
That's right.
Absolutely phenomenal year, man. I mean, the highs were so high, but then, man, that low, it got real low, but then we got high again. But, man, being a part of the LTBB, man, I'm telling you what, that was kind of what welcomed me into the radio station, man.
Some good times, man.
Jumping on that wagon and riding that Bronco all the way till, it left town.
I still remember the day I discovered that or came up with that by accident.
What, the LTBB?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just yelling in the summer about how we need to let him play.
Yeah, let him buck.
Let the Bronco buck.
Yeah, let the Bronco buck. Yep. Yeah, let him buck.
Yes, sir. And then who was it? Jody Mack that said let the Bronco bust?
Bust.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that bust. What a.
Let the Bronco bust.
I'm not really ever forgiven Jody for that either. I've not let that go.
That's a personal shot.
That is a personal shot.
Yeah, man. Jody taking shots late night when Ike's fast asleep. He's taking shots at him, man. That was sorry right there. But, man, You had to be alone for the ride, Spike. I mean, really?
No, he wasn't. He's putting batteries in Julio's back.
I did not do that.
And trying to run this guy out of town.
I did not. I just didn't think he was any good.
So, I mean, watching that whole year, you was like, nah, this is an aberration. This is fake. This is fraud.
Yes.
Fugazi.
Yes.
You gotta realize Spike's not the happiest guy when it comes to those types of things. He's not in love with Jalen, so would that surprise you?
Yeah.
And no.
Hey, he likes Purdy and these quarterbacks to throw the ball on time.
I don't even like Purdy that much. It's just you hate on Purdy.
He sucks.
Purdy's not one of my guys.
That's not true. You've always been a Purdy head.
That's not true. You don't think he's any good.
He's not.
He was the number.
He is, yes.
He is good, though. I don't know what to tell you.
Who are your guys? Baker?
Baker's
we
my...
already won the Josh Allen thing. We are your daddy.
No.
We're everyone's daddy. who else are your guys?
As far as quarterbacks go,
yeah.
I like Baker. I like Stafford.
You got a little Daniel Jones thing going, too.
No, I was right about Daniel Jones.
A smidge of Daniel Jones.
I think he's a loser, but I thought he was talented, and I thought he could be rehabbed. That's all I said about Daniel Jones. I was not. Now, and then there's my YouTube big board guys. So Rattler.
Oh, right.
And
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. Yeah.
Right. And Dylan Gabriel, you should jump off.
I'm not jumping off.
I sent you that video last night.
I'm not
eight
jumping
throws
off.
Throws that weren't even close.
Oh, eight whole throws in his rookie year for the.
Bad football game?
And the ball that hit the receiver's head, the receiver should just caught it. If the ball hits your helmet, you should catch the ball. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, Justin.
Real quick, guys.
Yeah.
So CJ in Texas, man, when he went off on the daggone Sammy Sleeves, boy, I was a cracking up at work on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he's got, don't you, Ike?
What?
He got them at you furry eyes. Those Sammy Sleeves be looking at you and furry at the same time, brother. Chip Kelly was saying, he's like, who'd I throw it to? He says, hit the one in the middle because he's seeing three of them out there. He's like Mickey and Rocky. Who'd I hit? Hit the one in the middle, Sammy. Got them at you furry eyes, boys. And my bald guy, since I didn't get on yesterday, is Ike Reese, y'all.
There we go. It only took a day and a half.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
How about Justin's psycho laugh?
Yes, seriously.
Yeah. It's terrifying when he does that. Scary.
At you and fur you.
At you and fur you. Get it? He did the at you and fur you joke three straight
times. I still
times.
Don't get it.
Yeah. Well, because, wait, one eye's looking at you, yeah, and one eye's looking fur you. See, the eyes are going the different direction.
For you.
Yes.
It's not a furry eye.
Yeah. Looking fur you.
Fur you.
Man, that's a good one.
You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at, I'm looking at you in the bedroom. Not you, Ike. Yeah, not you, Jack.
Thank God.
You in the car. You at home.
You're thinking about him.
Boy, man, I think back to the good old days.
Oh, man.
When you were
running around Chicago.
Yeah. No, not the good old days for me. Good old days for the person listening.
Oh, okay.
No. We're not talking about that. Yeah. Look, the good old days, you were performing the bedroom like an all-star. And now, quite frankly, your replacement level. And it's okay. Is replacement level good enough? I guess you don't want to be good enough. You want to be the best. That's how Blue Chew helps you. Blue Chew helps you be the best. They give you chewables. They come directly shipped in the mail, so you don't have to go to the pharmacy. When they come in the mail, you don't have to worry because the package is discreet and...
hard
package.
Yeah, there you go. And you don't have to worry because to get these chewables, you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to wait months for a doctor's appointment.
No awkward conversations.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to sit in front of a doctor and say, you know what? I don't have it in the bedroom anymore. But luckily, you just do it at BlueChew.com. You don't have to worry about doctor's appointment. And your first month is going to be free. Nothing is better than that.
Why is that?
The WIP Afternoon Show is taking care of it. More specifically, Jack is paying.
You're
for
all
it.
Welcome. People, yeah.
I know it.
Yes. First month free on Jack. Just go to BlueChew.com at checkout. Use the code 94, and then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
I'm looking. I think that covers my guys. I'm just from a quarterback standpoint.
Oh.
Baker, mostly. Stafford. And then the YouTube big board.
Got a lot of guys.
And I get credit for the Daniel Jones thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I do think he's a loser. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy. How are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin? Was that Marcus? Was that Marcus today or yesterday?
No, Marcus was today. Marcus talking trash, kicked your ass after your dad called up the show talking about how you beat little kids in fantasy.
Yeah, well, dude, my fantasy football team in my nephew's league is...
Dude, your nephews are nine. Like, you're beating up on nine-year-olds.
No, they're 13 and 14. Shut up, Fritz. I'm not even talking to you right now.
Well, it's my show.
I'll get to you when I'm talking to the two whose show it is. I'll talk to you in a couple minutes. First of all, last week, I got to call out Buzz because the scoring in our league is absolutely garbage. Because I should have beat Marcus last week when Patrick Mahomes threw a pick six and only got 1 point deducted. If you throw a pick, it's minus one. If you throw a pick six, it should be at least minus five.
Oh, stop. It's a poor craftsman who blames his tools. You're blaming the scoring? Oh,
Buzz,
my God.
Man, commissioner, man. No. I don't know what's going on back there.
No, I don't think your team is everything it's cut out to be, honestly.
Oh, shot. You're in the middle of the pack, too.
I'll be back there. I got a lot of injuries. The Pearsall's coming back. Got this new guy on New England.
A lot of injury on them New York teams, huh?
Well, it's not just New York. Dolphins injury. San Francisco injury. Don't start with me.
Yeah, how about Ike? Not in last play. All right, Ike, you're going to make a little run at the playoffs here, I think, Dan. I'm feeling. Yeah, as long as you do better than Sprint. Dude couldn't even break triple digits last week.
Four and two.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just like your team name, dude. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, fully acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Speaking of you, Spritz, you made a comment the other day. Well, you made a couple that really drove me up a wall.
Just
you never
day.
Saw Back to the Future?
Nah, I should probably work that one into the mix.
Yeah, work that one in.
Yeah.
Dude, Spritz, that's one of the greatest movies of all time, dude.
I've heard.
It's such a good movie. And then, another comment you made, Peyton Manning was overrated?
Well, of course he was.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Harden.
Get out of your mind, dude.
He was fine, but like... It was he did choke in a lot of big games. That 13 Broncos team was one of the best teams I've ever seen.
And he couldn't beat Florida.
Get destroyed in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that Broncos defense was unbelievable. That was crazy. But now I wanted to get a little Eagles talk with you guys real quick because I think it's time that we really need to start seriously exploring the options of trading AJ Brown. I think he's bringing into this locker room, it's giving really bad vibes, man. You're seeing it on the field. And, I understand he's older in his career, but Za'Darius Smith, do you think he really retired because he's done play? Do you think it has anything to do with what kind of culture's in there and he knows that they're not going to win?
I don't know for sure anything, Dustin. Here's what I – I don't think he's on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know how much interaction he's having on the offensive side of the ball, unless there's other stuff going on that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a whole lot about there being any type of issues in the locker room amongst the team. And we understand the whole passing game, Jalen, AJ, that thing, but I haven't heard anything about any other fires on the team anywhere. Like 2023, that's why I'm hesitant to compare it to 2023 because there was so much going on behind the scenes with that 2023 team. I don't believe as of right now that's the case, but I could be wrong. I mean, hell, he was there. Only he knows what the real reason was that he retired. Maybe he'll say it one day. Here's what I'm guessing, Dustin. I would follow if he's on social media, follow him because he's probably going to tell it on the podcast at some point over the next few months. He's going to go on somebody's podcast and talk about why he retired. You know he is.
Dude, I'm telling you guys, man. The way these guys, even on the sidelines, like when they show them walking up and down the side, even Nick Sirianni, something just seems so off with this team. This is not the Philadelphia. And I get it. We lost a lot of key components. But
But think about last year, though, Dustin. Last year. And I know it's not fair to compare the two teams because they aren't the same. But think about those first few games, right? We saw Jalen Carter needing to be restrained several times in the first 5 weeks of the season. I think it happened in the Atlanta game, and I think it happened in the New Orleans Saints game. So you got that going on the sideline. You had the Nick Sirianni going back and forth with the fans from the sideline. I only say this to say is that there was a little bit of chaos in the beginning of the season last year through the first 4 or 5 weeks. Half this city wanted the head coach fired at the bye week when they were 2-2. So I'm not going to overreact to it. It's still plenty of time to get things fixed. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to be naive to it either, Dustin. I'm not going to tell you there's nothing going on. I'm just saying I've seen it, and I've seen them overcome it, and I've also seen it get worse. We'll see how this plays out. That's like the best I can give you there.
Yeah, Dustin, I'm right there with you. I'm excited to say. Yeah, did Fritzy show you guys the website for the hat?
No.
Yeah, you checked it out at Cooperstown.
Oh, yes. Dude, it's unreal. It's unreal. Well, there's too much there. There's too much there, especially with all the minor league hats. I start getting the minor league hats, I'm in trouble. You know, place is great. Thank you, Dustin. I thought of Dustin last night. I finally watched the first episode of that HBO show Task, which takes place in Delco. And they're all doing Delco accents. I thought of Dustin. Now, Dustin's from the Northeast, but
of course, different
he's accent. Got it. Yeah. Well, but there's some of the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good show. First episode. Thought it was a good show. Everybody's raving about it. It's a pretty good show.
Well, it's like the mayor of Easttown a couple of years ago.
Yes, which was Delco as well.
Just never saw it.
It was good.
Pretty good show.
Yeah. Kate Winslet somehow.
Yeah.
The Delco girl.
Yeah. Pretty good show. Well, the girl in this show, the thing is Irish as well, does the Delco accent.
Interesting.
Maeve, I think her name is Maeve something. Yeah. All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We were definitely standouts during the Carson years. Those random pimples that were always on his neck.
That was tough to get past. Remember how red his face would get, too?
Yeah.
When things weren't going well, he threw the iPad.
I do remember the pimples.
The
on
pimples.
That.
Yeah,
that was scary. Yeah.
He just wanted to pop them.
Oh, give him a break.
Okay.
Well, you know. A poor guy's got acne problem on the back.
Problems, yes.
You know, come on.
But everyone's
this has been the solution. This has been a celebration of Carson.
Yes. Thank you.
More like Fat Vey Midgecoff, am I right? Spike texting Broads during the Flyers Winnipeg game.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to stop. The fact that this guy's fat now, I'm not going to stop.
He's on your radar now. Yep. Yeah, he's on your radar.
I mean, Jokic, you still call fat. Luka, you call fat. You got Michkov now.
Yep.
You've got your things.
Fat guys, yeah.
Because he's a former big guy, he can.
I can do it. I was only fat, so I could tell the jokes later.
Maybe we should run fewer screenplays. Donovan in 2020 watching Carson sail every screen over the running back's heads.
He couldn't throw to Sproles.
No,
the Sproles package.
It should be
worst.
A great screen guy. Darren Sproles was always a great screen guy, and Drew Brees and Sean Payton's offense.
Yeah, it was never a problem.
And remember, Sproles every year, the first six games, they overused him, and then we would never see him again.
Doug loves Sproles.
He loves Sproles.
And then Sproles would come back. He'd use him for one package.
You get him with the Sproles series.
And then he would be done again. It was unbelievable.
Baldy making himself laugh after calling someone chunky wasn't something I had on my bingo card.
He looks like he's a little chunky, you know, so.
Mark and Monto.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't notice that.
Baldy cracked himself up.
Yep.
Yeah, he
did, man. He did.
LOL at the caller talking about the Jalen Josh Allen trade. Too funny. Devin Caney.
Scoops.
Scoops. Scoops.
Still in the line of fire.
Can you imagine if Harbor does get traded, the victory laps?
There he is, stole it from Rue.
I can already envision the Oprah gif, you know, if they do trade Bryce.
You get a gif.
The Oprah like.
The, told you so.
Told you.
Yeah, the shrug.
Oh,
shrug.
That's what she does?
Yeah. Well, no, I can just see, like, I had that one ready to go, and then Jalen started coming back and winning games, but it's okay. It's okay.
Renee, honey, I've been meaning to tell you that I love and appreciate you. Ike, unable to hear her because he has his AirPods in listening to the Allen Iverson book. Oh, thanks. Alex in Lancaster.
It's the other way around.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, she's the one
with
the AirPods.
She wears the AirPods, yes.
Yep. Make that clear.
Well, yes, it's her, not me. She wouldn't listen to me. That's what that is.
Yes, that's the way it is in my house, too.
I'm complaining about something. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, my wife, she doesn't even use the AirPods. She just plays her podcast from her phone and turns it up real loud.
Well, I'm convinced she's just walking around with AirPods in and nothing's on.
But that's possible, too. That's possible, too. What's next?
Color Us Shocked. Afternoon show listeners, after Spike said he was a big Chip Kelly guy.
But I didn't hang on to it. When it became obvious, it was obvious. We were all Chip Kelly guys for a minute there.
Yeah.
You know, of course. We all loved it for a minute there.
I was a Gus Bus guy.
You were.
Remember that? The Gus Bus?
Remember the Do Your Job video, him yelling at everybody? I'll never forget that. We were all obsessed with the Gus.
I just remember, I think that was the first time that we tracked a plane.
Yes, the Gus train. Gus plane.
Yeah.
So coming up next is the very first ESPN.
Elio!
You already changed the name.
Go Birds Evenings with Elliot Shore Parks every Wednesday at 6 to 8. This week his guest is Jimmy Kempski. 6 to 8, all Eagles, all Elliot.
Oh, man.
Some Jimmy Kempski. I'm going to run as fast as I can to get
to
my car.
I can't get the car fast enough.
I might have to use the Odyssey Rewind feature. All right, that is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.